Now the Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, while he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day. When he raised his eyes and looked, behold, three men were standing opposite him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed down to the ground and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please do not pass your servant by." Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and make yourselves comfortable under the tree. And I will bring a piece of bread so that you may refresh yourselves. After that you may go on, since you have visited your servant. And they said, "So do as you have said." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quickly prepare three measures of fine flour kneaded and make bread cakes." Abraham also ran to the herd and took a tender and choice calf and gave it to the servant, and he hurried to prepare it. He took curds and milk and the calf which he had prepared and set it before them. And he was standing by them under the tree as they ate. Then they said to him, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." He said, "I will certainly return to you at this time next year. And behold, your wife, Sarah, will have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. Sarah was past childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have become old, am I to have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" But the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I actually give birth to a child when I am so old?' Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you. Time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah denied it, however, saying, "I did not laugh, for she was afraid." And he said, "No, but you did laugh." Up from there and looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham was walking with them to send them off. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, since Abraham will certainly become a great and mighty nation, and in him all doing?"
answers come to me in the case. And if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom while Abraham was still standing before the Lord. Abraham approached and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous people within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly?" So the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the entire place on their account." And Abraham replied, "Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord. Although I am only dust and ashes, shall speak. Suppose 30 are found there, and he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there, and he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 20. He had finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord departed, and Abraham returned to his place.